The European Commission's aviation experts are meeting Thursday, according to Commission spokesman Fabio Pirata.
It is a meeting of the Aviation Security Committee, okay? And they are meeting to take stock of the situation following the incidents that happened over the holidays.
While Pirata would not say exactly what the committee will address, full body scanners are likely to be on the agenda. European nations are divided as to whether to deploy them in airports. Officials from some countries, like Germany, have cited health and privacy issues. The Netherlands and Britain have announced they will install scanners in the coming weeks. Barbara Helfrich, another Commission spokesperson, says there are currently no European Union rules preventing member states from introducing body scanners, and the European Commission's position is clear.
It considers body scanners, if they meet the health standards and security standards, as a useful additional tool, provided they do not contradict existing European legislation.
Here in Britain, the heads of airport security are meeting with government officials to discuss rolling out new security measures. The British Prime Minister's announcement this week that scanners will be in UK airports in the next 3 weeks has sparked protests from civil liberties campaigners such as Simon Davies of the group Privacy International.
Here you have a machine that electronically strip searches people. It strip searches them regardless of age or innocence. Children, grandmothers, whoever. The reality is this is yet another assault on the dignity of the public and the rights of the public. Now, if you could prove that the machines were essential to protection of our security, then I would say their use is proportionate.
Davies says he objects to the scanners not only because of privacy issues, but also because he says they are a waste of money.
From a security perspective, money should be diverted to tried and tested, proven methods of counterterrorism. Why divert finite resources to something which doesn't work, which has never, ever been proved to work, just on speculation, on hypothesis that at some point in the future it may?
Aviation analyst Chris Yates says the scanners are effective, but have to be used with other security screening methods.
Body scanners in and of themselves provide an additional capability in terms of aviation security, but they are by no means the only answer. Body scanners is only the first element. We need to look at the profiling. We need to also look at the liquid aspect. And we need to look at advanced technology as well.
That advanced technology includes trace detectors that can determine whether someone was touched by or been exposed to explosive material. U.S. President Barack Obama called the failed Christmas Day bombing an intelligence failure. Yates says intelligence is only part of keeping travelers safe.
Security has always got to be a mix of both technique and technology. So on the technique side, there has to be advance in the profiling of passengers, but not necessarily in terms of ethnicity, religion, and so forth.
It's not clear whether body scanners would have identified the failed Christmas Day bomber, because they don't always detect liquids or plastic. Aviation officials say it was lucky the bomb didn't detonate properly. European governments are working to find aviation security measures that won't rely on luck. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.